ding ding.
How about we can just watch basketball?
Welcome to the Daily Ding. Happy Thursday, everybody. I'm your host, Andrew Schlecht. With me is my good friend, Will Guillory. Will, we had some good basketball tonight in the NBA.
Yes, last week it wasn't so fun trying to figure out how we could put the pot together. Tonight it was a lot of fun. We had some great games, some great shots. Man, I'm just happy to be on the pod because we got a lot to talk about.
Let's start in Sacramento, where the Kings win 95-94 against the Dallas Mavericks on a tremendous shot from Chimezie Metu, who shot the ball great tonight. He's 3 of 5 from 3. Hasn't shot the ball well in the season, but played well tonight. The defense absolutely collapsed on De'Aaron Fox, and Fox found him for just a wide-open buzzer beater in a game that was just back and forth really the entire night. A really, really nice win for a Kings team that needed it.
No doubt. This was a big win for them. And I think a lot of people are going to see that game winner and say, who? Chimezie Metu? Like, yeah. Who's this guy? I mean, this is a guy that the Kings have invested time in. They've put him on the floor a lot. They've given him the freedom to put those three-pointers up. And if you watch that last play, it was basically a play designed with De'Aaron Fox as plan A and Chimezie Metu as plan B. And yep. It came through, and he knocked down a shot. I think it was a great play design by Alvin Gentry, a great pass by De'Aaron Fox, and Metu came through and hit the shot. Just like you said, it's a win they needed. They're one of like 18 teams that's chasing that playing spot in the Western Conference, and Dallas is one of them. This is a loss that's probably going to hurt them at some point down the line. But yeah, just a really good game and a really big win for the Sacramento Kings.
Yeah, the Mavs, who have been without Luka Doncic for a little while and have played well. I mean, if you watch this Mavs team, you don't sit there and think, like, wow, they're, like, really missing something. Like, they're getting a lot from specifically Jalen Brunson, who creates shots for them. He plays good defense. I mean, they were targeting De'Aaron Fox on the other end, and for good reason. You know, the Kings, it felt like the Kings had control of this game down the stretch, and then the Mavericks started targeting De'Aaron Fox with Jalen Brunson on one possession. Kristaps Porzingis got fouled on another possession by Fox. And it felt like the Mavs were going to run away with this, but then the Kings were able to pull things out. But, you know, you have to credit the Mavericks with the effort that they give, with the defense, and then what Brunson and Porzingis are bringing night to night on the offensive end has been actually pretty impressive.
Yeah, and Porzingis is usually the punching bag for this Dallas team, and he's been really big for them since Luka's been out with the COVID protocols. And, man, every time – I think anytime we mention Jalen Brunson now on the show, we got to scream, pay that man. It's time to pay that man.
Oh, man.
He is balling out. He's going to be a free agent next summer, and he's going to get a lot of money, man. Jalen Brunson is a quality point guard. He puts up big numbers, and it's not just the numbers. The way – he's just a point guard that you can trust in those big moments. And you saw at the end of the game, they were able to execute, you know, pretty much anytime they needed a shot, because Jalen Brunson is just so steady in everything that he's doing out there. And man, I just I love what he brings. But I think it's gonna be really interesting with Dallas. You know, I think I'm looking ahead a little bit here, but just looking at their salary sheet, man, they gotta play Jalen Brunson next summer and Dorian Finney-Smith. I think that's gonna be a really tough decision when you also factor in that the Luka extension is gonna kick in after this year. So that roster is gonna be real expensive. But I mean, getting back to tonight, I think you got to give a lot of credit to Jalen and Porzingis, but they just didn't get a whole lot from the rest of those guys. And, you know, it's tough with the COVID protocols knocking out somebody big like Luka. But on the other side, the Kings got contributions from their role players, including Mr. Big Shot, Chimezie Metu.
Yep, that's right. I love it. This is a fun game. Let's go to Portland, where the Jazz beat the Blazers like a drum, 120-105. And it was... not that the Jazz starters weren't good, they were, but they got, I think they got 59 points from their bench, including 21 from Rudy Gay, 15 from Hassan Whiteside, and 19 from Jordan Clarkson, as opposed to just the nothing that the Blazers got from the bench. I mean, that was really the difference in the game.
No doubt. And you picked out the one big number that I was going to write down, the bench differential, until I saw the points in the paint differential, 74-30. 74-30, the Jazz outscored them in the paint. I mean, this Portland situation is just getting really, really bad. They're 2-10 in their last 12 games. Damian Lillard, wrote it down, put up, 32 tonight. Norm Powell had 25 in the first half. And it just didn't matter. It wasn't even close the entire night. Utah just dominated them without Donovan Mitchell. It wasn't like any of their guys had any, you know, crazy game or anything like that. It was just contributions all around, and they would just be able to get shots easy all night, right at the rim, against this Portland defense. And man, I'm just watching this game with Dame, and I'm like, how long are we going to do this, man? How long is this situation going to keep lingering where we see where it's going, and they're just getting worse and worse as the season goes. Man, I really feel for Dame because he's trying to make this thing work, but you kind of see the train coming at you, and I don't know what he does because you got to say they're one of the worst teams in the West right now, which is crazy. Yeah. But that's just the way they're playing. When you watch them, they're just so terrible on defense, and they just don't have a whole lot of options outside of Dame.
No, they don't, and they're a team that you got to watch. I mean, the trade deadline is a little over a month away, and that's a team that you have to watch one way or another. You have to believe that the Blazers are going to be involved. The Memphis Grizzlies have this come-from-behind victory against the Lakers. The Lakers actually start with a real center in the lineup, not LeBron. Dwight Howard started the game but didn't play a whole lot. And it seemed like the Lakers had control of this. They're up big in the second half, and then the Grizzlies just start to climb back into the game with their defense, with some of their shot-making. You know, they're missing Dylan Brooks right now, who's in COVID protocols, but Kyle Anderson really stepped up. Jaren Jackson Jr. really stepped up. And then Ja Morant.
Oh, my goodness.
Just an absolute stud tonight. Oh, 41 points, 10 boards, two assists, two steals, two blocks. Unbelievable. And some big time threes down the stretch for Ja.
And, I mean, we got to mention also LeBron James put up a 37-13-7 in this game. 8 three-pointers. LeBron was crazy tonight. And Ja Morant just said, no, not tonight, LeBron.
Right.
They went toe-to-toe in that fourth quarter. Ja scored 9 straight to put it away for Memphis. And, man, it was such an incredible performance for Ja Morant and just him showing up on this big stage against this Lakers team. And once again, with the Lakers, man, it's LeBron looks so great this season. Mm-hmm. He's playing so, so well. And then you look at those other guys. Obviously, AD's hurt, but, you know, Russ had another situation tonight where he gets to the rim and he just can't quite get there and misses the layup in the clutch. Talen Horton Tucker, I thought it was really rough again tonight. Carmelo couldn't hit a shot. And, man, it was just once again, this Lakers team, it just keeps slipping. It looks like LeBron was going to get him there, but then Ja just took over in the fourth quarter, and that was that.
Yeah. They don't really have options. I mean, you saw that final play where the Lakers actually had a chance to tie the game. Russ is standing in the corner wide open.
Yep.
They don't want that option. LeBron throws it to Malik Monk. Malik Monk gets completely hammered by the Grizzlies defense. Throws it back to LeBron. LeBron gets hammered by the Grizzlies defense. He tries to throw it over to Westbrook at the last second when he really didn't want to. I mean, it was just an absolute mess because they just don't have good options on the wing. And the Grizzlies knew that. And credit to the Grizzlies, who made them make bad choices. Like, it was a really great performance by the Grizzlies defense down the stretch.
No doubt. They held the Lakers to 16 points in the fourth quarter. Ja had 11 by himself. So really great defensive performance by Memphis. And once again, I think whenever we mention that top tier in the West, we got to start throwing Memphis in there. They just keep piling up these wins. And like you said, Dylan Brooks has been in and out of the lineup. Desmond Bane didn't really have that great of a game tonight. And they just find a way to keep winning these games. And you got to give credit to that whole team, Taylor Jenkins, what they're accomplishing. And it's going to be really interesting to see where they fall in that Western Conference, you know, picture and how dangerous they're going to be in the Western Conference. Because I mean, you saw tonight with Ja Morant going toe-to-toe with LeBron, if he can do that on a playoff stage, that team could be really dangerous.
Yep. Let's go to Boston. Celtics lose to the Los Angeles Clippers.
This is where the show is not so fun anymore.
Things get less fun here for one specific reason. Two numbers, the number 4 and the number 42. It was unbelievable watching this.
Oh, my God.
The Celtics shot 42 threes. They made 4 of them. That's 9.5% on the night, if you're counting at home. this was a really just a cringe-worthy performance by the Celtics, because honestly, their defense wasn't that bad, and they got to the rim a lot, and that's really all they could do was drive to the rim to score. Credit to Jaylen Brown, who took 36 shots in this game.
36, that's what he ended up with. Wow.
I mean, unbelievable. He kind of had to, because that ball, it was just a hot potato, just all the way around. No one really, by the end of the game, no one really wanted to shoot it. They're like, I don't want to be the one.
Oh,
it was just a rough night, and it felt a little bit like, and credit to the Clippers, but it felt a little bit like the Clippers won by default, because they just had to kind of do the bare minimum to get this win.
Yeah, and you said it wasn't like the Clippers were that great in the fourth quarter either. I mean, you had that Eric Bledsoe air ball in there at one point. They had a couple turnovers.
Wide open, just like sailed right over the rim. Yep.
And, I mean, but Boston goes 1 of 18 on threes in the fourth quarter. I mean, they were just jacking up these shots, and the crowd just kind of goes from angry about it to just like, oh, God. It's just like every time one goes up, it's like, oh, no, not again. It was like none of them just had a chance. It's crazy, because you just see them just start piling up after a while. Like you said, you just felt it in the building. Every time guys put up a shot, they just knew it wasn't going in. And a bunch of them were open. You know, shots you got to take. But it's just like, man, 4 for 42 is wild. And I looked this up. This is only the second time in NBA history a team has, you know, shot 40-plus threes and gone under 10%. And the funny thing is, the other one happened last year with Houston. Yeah. They went 4 for 45.
Last season, but in the year 2021, it just happened. I mean, it's definitely like a 2021 thing. This will never happen in NBA history ever again. Just in the year 2021. That's just
exactly, but I think the sad part about that is, you know, that Houston team in March 2021 was in the middle of a tank job going after Jalen Green. This Boston team has hopes of doing stuff in the playoffs, and you're shooting the ball. I mean, Jason Tatum isn't there, of course. That's a big part of this. But, man, once again, Boston is another team that just put up these disappointing performances and getting losses where they're just dropping in the standings as well. And I don't know what they do to fix that situation, but it's just not good. Just the way they're looking with those role guys, with Jalen struggling, it's just rough right now.
Yeah, I mean, you talk about Jason Tatum being gone, but – I mean, this is a very, very shorthanded Clippers team. Like, this is not what the Clippers are supposed to look like either. So just an overall just kind of brutal night, and, you know, credit to the Clippers for just being competent. You know, just show up, be competent, you can beat the Celtics.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep. You heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service at any time. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Don't just ride the index, seek to outperform it with Fidelity Active ETFs. Learn more at fidelity.com/active ETFs. Before investing in any exchange-traded fund, you should consider its investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Contact Fidelity for a prospectus, an offering circular, or if available, a summary prospectus containing this information. Read it carefully. While active ETFs offer the potential to outperform an index, these products may more significantly trail an index as compared with passive ETFs. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
The Chicago Bulls take it to the Hawks again, kind of a repeat performance from the other night. They beat them 131-117. The Charlotte Hornets beat the Indiana Pacers off a really hot start from the Hornets. They cooled down a little bit. Indy got their defense engaged, but Charlotte still prevailed 116-108. The New York Knicks beat the shorthanded Detroit Pistons, with the Detroit's always shorthanded. That's just how they're going to be all season. But the Knicks, they're just such a weird team.
Always.
It's like Tom Thibodeau just rides his bench down the stretch, and credit to Alec Burks, who was, I think he was one shy of his career high of 35 points. He scored 34 tonight. And Emmanuel Quickley, who put in 18, led the way for them. And only one New York Knick in the starting lineup was in double digits. That was RJ Barrett with 15 points. Just what a odd team.
Very odd. And you mentioned the bench scoring earlier. How about a 65-7 margin in that Knicks Pistons game? 34 from Alex Burks. He put up 19 in the fourth quarter. Whenever you're watching the Pistons, it's just a very weird experience. I just don't know what's going on with it. Especially when Cade's out. It's just like, what's going on here? How are they playing against other NBA teams? But credit to the Knicks. I mean, Tibbs rode his bench. He trusted them, and they came through with the win. It was a close game for a while, and then they kind of ran away with it in the fourth quarter. So credit to Tibbs and credit to that Knicks bench. Just keeps coming through for them.
And then we end the night in Phoenix, where the Suns beat the Thunder 115-97. Big night from Devin Booker, who put in 38, 7, and 5. He was spectacular. Only 24 shots, like just a spectacularly efficient night for him. On the Thunder side, they did not have Shai Gilgeous-Alexander in the lineup. He was a late scratch with an ankle injury. But their rookie, Aaron Wiggins, is kind of the guy that has Thunder Twitter just on fire tonight. He had 22 points, 8 boards, 1 assist, 2 steals. Just a fun night from the 55th pick in the draft kind of doing stuff. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's what you want to see if you're the Thunder, right? Just these young guys doing stuff. And just getting it from a guy, like you said, taking 55th, you'll take that for sure. So, I mean, he looks like a player, that's for sure. He had 20 the other night against the Pelicans as well. So, yeah, I think Aaron Wiggins is a real player. And that's what you need to find if you're OKC. Well, how many real NBA players do you have on that roster? And look, they got one more with young Wiggins.
Yep. All right, that's going to do it for today's show. Be sure to listen to all of our shows on the Athletic NBA Show Network. And Will, take us out.
Oh, man, I'm just happy to be back. Let's get another ding in one last time for the new year. Happy New Year, everybody.